All right, class, now we're dealing with the aspect of ministering from a different point of view than people are normally ministered to. We're dealing with that you already got it. Now that's powerful within itself, because grace means ownership and faith mean knowing how to activate grace. So I want to give you a few things to write down to be thinking about, and I'll come back and teach each one of those things to you. I don't know how many I'm going to give you, but the first one we're going to deal with tonight is, how desperate are you? We want to stop the desperation in the body of Christ, trying to survive. The next one is, check your receiver. Check your receiver. Have you been properly trained to receive what God has already provided? The third thing, accept it and enlighten. Knowing how to accept the enlightenment that God gives you through revelation knowledge. The third thing is, His power in you. You have to know the power that you have on the inside of you, and you have to be able to share it with people you minister to. And I talk about it a little bit, but by grace through faith, that's an aspect you will have to learn to share with the body of Christ. By grace through faith is a powerful statement that I've gone years in ministry and didn't fully recognize what it means. Matter of fact, most ministers now does not understand by grace through faith. It means you're already an owner. And the thing that Satan's trying to shut down from you, he can't, because it belongs to you. And then, such as I have, God's best, these are powerful. Seen in the spirit realm is real. I want to stop, but I don't want to stop. Where God moves, the answer, are y'all writing this down? Is in the spirit. God has already provided. The battlefield. Delivered. Isn't it this one? The triumphant procession. Proclaim the word. A ploy, P-L-O-Y, of the devil. Put your faith to work. These are a bunch of things we're going to be talking about. Supernatural faith. The law of faith. Faith speaks. Aggressive receiving. Wow. Unbelief counteracts faith. And then he got wiggle word, had less. Deal with unbelief. Responsive to God. All these type of subject. I had to get these things in you before you leave the school. Let's deal with desperation in life, desperation in ministry, by asking the question, how desperate are you? And you have to move out of that level. Ephesians 1:3 talks about, blessed be the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we are blessed already. The Lord has already blessed us, healed us, delivered us, and prospered us. Come on now, listen. The Lord has already blessed us, healed us, delivered us, and prospered us. We shouldn't be begging for none of these things. They're ours by divine right. Let's look at a few points under that. The only reason to be hopeless, helpless, and in despair, as if we don't know who we are and what we have in Christ. That's the only way. Secondly, we need a full revelation of what Jesus has done for us. Everything. Thirdly, that doesn't mean we won't ever have problems, Claire. But in the midst of them, we can say, Father, you have already supplied this before I ever had the need. I know it's there, so I'm drawing nigh to you. Thank you for revealing. That is. Thank you for a word. Write that word, revealing. See, revealing is the answer to all desperation. Revelation. You want to be a minister of revelation. Or you want to be a minister of desperation. So you got a choice, desperation or revelation. Now, I'm thankful all my life I've been a minister of revelation. Desperation knocked on my door, but by prayer, Romans 8, 26 through 28. Are you listening? Romans 8, 26 to 28, I turned from infirmities to intercession. Mind of the Spirit, the will of God, the love of God, the call of God, the purpose of God. So I have been able all these years to picture my ministry in Romans 8, 28. All things work together for good for them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. So our key word, class, tonight is revelation. Revelation. You want God, give God, give the Holy Spirit a chance to reveal the supernatural to you, to reveal the spirit realm to you. No matter how you feel, no matter what facts are around you, no matter what fear is around you, you know how to operate in faith. Are you aware of that fact? Now, listen to these things again. Christian, and you have teach this, should never be hopeless or full of despair. Look at John 6, 35. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Look at John 4, 14. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. So, class here, listen to this. The Lord doesn't come to those who just passively seek him. You must pursue him wholeheartedly. Now, for being your instructor, for 51 years, I've been a seeker every day. I seek so much, I was reading a book for the second time. I forgot the author's name. It was about being in the presence of God. And I was on my porch reading the book about halfway. The Lord asked me why I was reading it again. He said, you're more advanced in my presence than this author. I want you to read it, but you don't need to read that no more. You're more advanced than that. So I want you to be hungry, thirsty, teachable, and leadable. You got it? I want you to have that, because my secretary is going to put that on the test, I'm telling you right now. You can get ready for that. All right. So So the Lord doesn't come to those who just passively seek him. We must pursue him how? Wholeheartedly. Passively, wholeheartedly. See, you have to make ministry your life. In priority to everything. That's so important. You have to love the Lord thy God all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, all your might. That don't just happen. But if you spend time with him, it'll develop and you'll love it. Now in Jeremiah 29:11-13, it says, "For I know the thought that I think toward you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace," listen at him, "not of evil, to give you an expected end." So something come up. If you know this voice, something come up in your ministry, something come up in your life. Look what he said. "For I know the thoughts I think toward you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace, number one, not of evil, number two, and to give you an expected end, number three." Give you an expected end. So you have to have expectation. Yeah, you're going to have challenges in ministry. Yeah, you're going to have situations come up. But you got to expect God to give you the right ending. And the 13th verse says, "And ye shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." See, we're talking about ministry here now. We're not talking about something that I'm reading to you, just reading to you out of a book. It's experiences that I've had in my life for many years. Okay? Now I'm going to make a statement here, and I need you to catch this statement. God has already given us everything. Wow. I want you to repeat after me, Grant. God has already given us everything. I want you to repeat with me. God has already given me everything. I want that to become foundationalized in your heart, in your mind, in your inner man. We already got it. See, Satan was fighting for our own property. That's how in John 10:10 said, "The thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy." Then Jesus in the last part of the verse, "I'm come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly." What is revealed there is you cannot permit the enemy to steal your identity. That I am identity that you have. I am a child of God. Once you come into the family, I'm born again. I am. So all the circumstances and the situation does not determine how you're going to come out. Now, when you can train people like that, people are going to have opposition. They're going to have situation. They're going to have things that come against them. But if they know that they already have the victory, thanks be to God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That cross have paid for everything. It's just a matter of time to getting the dust out of the way, getting the trash out of the way, and you walk by faith and not by sight. All right? So God has already given us everything. Let's talk about two or three things under that. There's a well of living water on the inside of every born-again believer. Wow. There's a well of living water on the inside of you. And when you minister to people, you got to let them know it. That well is there. It's not time to ask him to come and touch us. Oh, now you being a great sir, Lord Jesus, come in here and touch everybody. It's not a time. He touched you already. He touched me. He's touching me all the time. See him touching you in every situation. See him touching you when things up. See him touching you when things look down. Always walk and recognizing that God got his hand on me. What I say, Claire? God got his hand on me. No matter what you're going through, like if you're going under the water for the last time, recognize that God always has his hand on you. When you do that, you will live another type of life. You will not let the situation and the circumstances of life and the opposition of life drag you down. Just be still and know I'm God. So it's time for us to start taking, eating, and drinking what he has already given. That's powerful, Claire. That's a powerful sheet there. Through the revelation contained in this study, I have to learn that God loved me infinitely more than I can comprehend or need, the love of God. You have to recognize that God loves you. Yes, you're going to have failure. Yes, you're going to make mistakes. Come on. See? Yes, you're going to make mistakes. But you have to recognize that God's love is powerful enough. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Always remember for yourself, for your family, for your ministry, the people you mentioned to, that God love them. So through the revelation, since a revelation of God love, I learned that God loved me infinitely more than I can ever comprehend. Listen to this, a need. The love therefore for meet any need. Let's look at some things under that. There were a time when depression and discouraging feeling tempted me. Claire, can you identify with this? Somebody might be dealing with it tonight. There were a time when depression, discouraging feeling tempted me. Now you know the love of God, you're not going to let him take you over. Although I had these thoughts, I don't give in to them. Come on, Claire. Because I also have this revelation that God loved me and have already, listen to this, provided everything I need. Wow. I'm going to read that again. Because I want you to, this school to be an impartation to you of these spiritual facts that not only are you being taught, but you're being taught by a man who live in this advanced walk with God. Notice advanced walk with God. Most ministers not walking in advanced walk, so therefore they can't share with the people. Let me give you that again. I'm going over it. To the revelation contained in this study, I want you to learn that God loves you infinitely more than you can ever comprehend or need. You've got to know God's love. I want you to be able to overcome depression and discouraged feeling by knowing the love of God. I said to you, although I've had thoughts, I don't give in to them. Because I also have had this revelation that God loved me and had provided everything I need. God loved me and has already provided everything I need, class. You got to get that revelation. So instead of giving in to hunger, discouragement, and despair, I remind myself of God's word. That's why thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against it. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. If you abide in me, my word abide in you. Ask what you will, and it should be done to you. Psalm 119 is a powerful psalm. It's a long psalm, but the psalmist tells us about how powerful the word of God is. Yes. Hunger, discouragement, and despair. Now, here's a conclusion. Here's what the author says. I just separated myself and spent a day or so fasting, praying, and seeking God. Now, even beyond that, I've learned over these 51 years, I don't have to fast a whole day. I just make contact intimate with God. See, what it is you have to overcome your feeling. You have to overcome facts. You have to overcome fear. The Bible said God had not given us a spirit of fear, but love, that it love you, power, that it power you, sound mind. Three things. That's a thing that intimidates. See. In other words, it's my assignment in this school to make you a strong Christian and a strong minister. We need strong ministers out there. Ministers who can walk through the trash and walk through the water and still come out bold. That's my assignment. You're in this school. That's my assignment to my instructor, to teach you how to be bold, strong, and that you're not overcoming something, you already an overcomer. I want you to say it out loud. I'm already an overcomer. Right now. In Jesus' name. All right, now. Let me go on further here. What I'm doing is mining what the Lord has already placed within me. So in prayer time and fasting time, you're just mining or reminding yourself what the Lord have done for you. Just ask him to give me something new. I draw out the life he's already given. I got to read that again, Claire, because you're going to need this in ministry. When you take out time to fast and pray and seeking God, this is what you're doing. What I'm doing is mining what the Lord has already placed within me instead of asking him to give me something new. I draw out the life that has already been given. Oh, that is so powerful. That is so powerful. See, you're not out there looking for something new or something you think you don't have because of the situation. You have to calm down. See, prayer, what prayer really doing is making contact, calming you down. Calm down and then give the Holy Spirit a chance to reveal to you what you really are. Not the circumstances, not the situation, but the Holy Spirit. Watch. I got to read this to you again. When you, instead of discouragement, hunger, discouragement, and despair, you have a lot of opportunity for that. Your prayer time, your meditation time, prayer, meditation, or intercession, praying in the Spirit, it give the Holy Spirit a chance to bring up on the screen of your life the revelation of who you really are. But I like what it says here. What I'm doing is mining what the Lord has already placed within me instead of asking him to give me something new. I draw out the life that he already has given. Now back to Ephesians 1:3, I like that verse. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You already got it. See. So Psalm 34, let's read this. In Philippians 4:4, God has given me such joy inside, I can choose to rejoice at all times. God has given me such joy on the inside that I can choose to rejoice at all times. Now, class, this is fulfilled. I'm apostolically teaching you. Okay? So this is the fulfillment of Ephesians 4. 11 through 16. Always think about when the apostle teaching you. Ephesians 4, 11 through 16 is that I want to train ministers as well as congregation that you already got it. It's already paid for. See, if the enemy can get you to struggle trying to get something you already have, he's going to whip you. But by faith, and you got to see it by faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. So when something looked like it going wrong, that's slight. You got to come back to your faith and make it come back to in your favor. Favor, that's a good word. Favor. Favor is a tangible word with grace. Favor. All right. In Psalm 34:1, it says, I will bless the Lord at all time. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. No matter what's going on, bless the Lord. I found out that when thoughts come, I'd be at the house, in different part of my house. I said, hallelujah, glory to God. Praise his holy name. Change the whole atmosphere in the room. He trying to come bring some pressure on you. He can't stay. Satan can't stay and pray. Hallelujah. Just say, I mean, you might not feel like saying, but glory to God. Praise the holy name. And it dissipates. Because all kind of thoughts come, you know. All right, let's go. God has given me such joy inside that I can choose to rejoice at all times. Got that? So it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You got that? All right. Let's look at three or four things under that. As I draw on the joy that God has already placed within my born-again spirit, I've lived a consistently victorious life. Let me go over that, class. Listen to me. As I've drawn on the joy, or as I draw on the joy that God has already placed within my born-again spirit, I live a consistently victorious life, no matter what the circumstances are. Matter of fact, the next statement says, in the midst of great adversity, I experience continued joy and peace. What else about Paul and Silas in that jail at midnight, whipped, locked up, and they sing praises to God? What happened? Earthquake came. See, joy. You got joy on the inside of you. In the midst of great adversity, I experience continued joy and peace. You got to learn how to do that, class. It's not because I've never tempted with the other, but because I know in my heart that God has already done his part. That is powerful. I start focusing on the Lord and his word and draw out his life, his abundant life from within me. I'm come that you might have life, that you might have more. Now, Ephesians 3:20 is a very powerful verse. Ephesians 3:20 is going to determine how you come out. So make sure you study that. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Now watch. According. There it is. To the power that works in us. See, God can't do it unless you release the power. So that's a very... I've stopped focusing on the Lord and his word, drawing out his abundant life from within me. Now let me make this statement, and I don't want it to be a dry statement, because this is going to be determined the altitude of your ministry. The Lord has already done everything. The Lord has already done everything. That is so powerful. However, if you're not seeing it manifest, it's not God who hasn't given, but you haven't received. Are you listening? Come with me as I take you on a journey that will teach you how to receive what God already has done for you. Now, in our next class, we're going to talk about check your receiver. In this class, we dealt with how desperate are you. In this class, we're overcovering all of the symptoms and all of the ideas and all of the situations that will cause depression, oppression in your life. But if I already got it, and back to Ephesians 3:20, according to the power that works in you. So here, class, I'm going to close here. You have learned now in this class, and I want you to feast on this, that deep within you, good success, manifestation, wealth, prosperity, increase, health, long life, joy, the fruit of the Spirit, peace, love, the gifts of the Spirit, administration and operation, manifestation and profiting, all of this already within you. You have it now because you're a child of God. It's a divine deposit that cannot be taken from you. So I see you. You study along this line now. Get rid of all them little Mickey Mouse problems you think that are holding you back. Go on the inside and get the answer from God. See you next class.